Good morning, Unity family.
Good morning.
Good morning, and to those of you on Facebook, how you doing? Say hey, everybody.
Hey.
Who won the prize?
What prize?
Where? Oh, hey, how many people?
Four.
Four?
Four.
Four.
Six. Maybe. I'm waiting for two more.
Oh, waiting for two more. Cool. So they're on Unity time. I don't write the news, I just report it. We clearly have a movie theme going today. Have you figured that out? How many of you have actually seen Toy Story 4? Four, yeah. Well, okay, and you're not very many of you. Good. How many of you have seen any of the Toy Stories? Very cool. I certainly wouldn't consider myself a Toy Story fanatic or a obsessed fan, but man, these movies are brilliant.
Yeah.
Aren't they amazing? It's kind of like, oh, it's a cartoon. Well, I love cartoons, but still, there's that thing. My good buddy and pal, Leo. Where are you, Leo? Where'd you go? He's all over the place. He created that prize, by the way. He just does things like that. He's super talented. But he is kind of obsessed with Pixar films and things. And I know that Toy Story is up there near the top of that obsession. He has been asking me to see, there's Leo. I'm telling on you. He's been asking me for months. He's like, you gotta see Toy Story. You gotta see. How many times did you see it?
Four.
Four? That's all? You should start getting royalties for seeing it. So last Sunday night, at long last, he said, you know, Martha Creek, who was here last week, was staying with us, and we were having a slumber party, and he said, okay, we're gonna watch Toy Story 4 tonight. So we watched it Sunday night. It was amazing. And I was blown away by how many lessons and unity things were in this movie, one after another. If you've seen it, do you agree with that? Unity, oh my gosh, it was really great. So hopefully if I tell you this story, the little plot of the story, it won't keep you from renting it, because I really highly recommend it. I really do. So here's the plot. So I see, after watching it, a week ago, I see Toy Story 4 as kind of a parable. It's, or maybe a fable. We know that Jesus taught in parables, right? We went through a lot of them last year, like the Good Samaritan, the Prodigal Son, the Mustard Seed. But the difference between a parable and a fable is a parable is a brief, succinct story that illustrates a moral lesson. A fable uses animals, plants, inanimate objects, and forces of nature as characters. While parables generally feature human characters. So we're gonna call this a farable. Okay? I'm a Libra, blend things together, okay, when you can't decide. But by the way, I found out that fable and fabulous have the same root word. Did you know that? You did? Okay, well, we're out of prizes. But most of you have learned something new today already. It's not even new. So the story of Toy Story 4 begins with a flashback. The film directly follows Toy Story 3 with Sheriff Woody and Buzz Lightyear and all their other toy friends. And it flashes back to 9 years earlier, after the events of Toy Story 2, but prior to the events of Toy Story 3. So you see Bo Peep and Woody the Sheriff are trying to rescue, they're back in the other Toy Story 3, or is it two? They're just back 9 years ago, okay? They're trying to rescue RC, which was Andy's remote control car. Get it? RC remote control. And he was being washed down the street in this torrential downpour of rain. So just after they finished the successful rescue, Bo and her sheep are taken away and donated to a new owner, like right after the rescue. And Woody, who kind of has a thing for Bo Peep, he's really upset about this. Hold on. It's not a shiny object, but it is a bug. I'll deal with that later. I don't want to eat it. But Woody has a thing for Bo, so he's kind of upset, and he really strongly considers going with her. But out of loyalty to his kid, Andy, he remains with Andy. After all, Andy is Woody's purpose. So, years later, Andy, who is now a teenager, and this is still back in Toy Story 3, and he's about to go off to college. And he donates his toys. He doesn't just want to get rid of them like his mother wants to. He donates his toys to this little girl named Bonnie. And she's ecstatic. That's how Toy Story 3 ends. So you won't remember all this if you go back and see them. But she's ecstatic. Bonnie loves this. So it makes Woody and all the other toys really happy. There's a kid that's really happy to have them. So while the toys are very grateful to have this new child, Bonnie, Woody is struggling with accepting that Bonnie really doesn't love him the way she loved Andy. But again, his purpose is to be loyal at all costs. So on the day of Bonnie's kindergarten orientation, now we're coming into Toy Story 4. Which, by the way, Bonnie was not happy about. She was not happy about kindergarten. She liked it all the way it was at home. So Woody sees that she's upset, and he sneaks into her backpack to go with her to school to make sure that everything's going to be okay with her. And she gets there, and this bratty boy, no one's paying really any attention to her, and this bratty boy takes away all of her art supplies, her arts and crafts. And so while she's crying and clearly hating it there, Woody covertly recovers materials from the trash, because she's not looking. She's over here crying, including a spork. You know what a spork is? A plastic spoon with a fork. It's a spoon with fork prongs at the end of it. So Bonnie sees all these supplies, and she turns this spork into a handmade toy named Forky. So Forky comes to life. He's freaked out by it. And immediately he begins to experience an existential crisis, considering himself to be trash and not a toy. And Forky quickly becomes Bonnie's favorite new toy. But Forky knows he's not a toy, he is trash. So Woody takes it upon himself to prevent Forky from throwing himself away in his efforts to get back to the warmth and safety of a trash can from whence he came. It was exhausting watching this. I don't know how Woody kept it going. So next, this was the orientation for kindergarten. So there's a week before she actually starts kindergarten. So Bonnie's family, her and her mom and her dad and all of her toys, go on a road trip. And Forky keeps trying to get away. He's trying to get back to any trash can he can. He's like, I'm not a toy, I'm trash. And Woody is doing everything in his power to keep this from happening, to keep Forky from going into a trash can. So Woody is standing guard, and he's watching Bonnie while she's sleeping, and watching Forky keep trying to get away. And Buzz Lightyear comes up. He sees that Woody is exhausted, and he's kind of falling asleep. So Buzz Lightyear comes up, and he says, hey, man, I can stand guard for a while. And Woody says, no, 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 this is my job. If I didn't do this, that little voice inside me would never leave me alone if I gave up. And Buzz goes, oh, so who do you think it is? And Woody says, who? the little voice. And what he said, it's me. You know, my conscience. Buzz is going, so you got an inner voice, huh? And Buzz says, wait a minute. Your inner voice is telling you what to do. You're this inner voice you're talking about advises you on what to do. And Woody says, yes. So then Buzz realizes he has his own inner voice because in his spacesuit there's a button that says different things. And he can press it. He says, ah, I got an inner voice right here. Woo! So he realizes all he has to do is press a button that will tell him what he's thinking and what to do. Well, while they're talking, and Woody isn't looking, he's not focused on Forky. Forky gets away and he goes to the back of their RV and he jumps out the window onto the road to get away, to escape to whatever trash can he can find. And Woody goes after him because Woody can't bear the thought that Bonnie would be without Forky and how terribly sad this would make her. Forky just wants to get back to being trash, where it's warm, safe, cozy. He says it's like somebody whispering in your ear, everything's going to be okay, when he's in a trash can. And so while they're walking down the road, Woody has time to explain to him that that's how Bonnie feels about him when she's with him. And Forky gets it. Forky says, I'm Bonnie's trash. So after his awakening, and with the help of Woody, Forky figures out, oh, I've got to go back to Bonnie. So as they're on this journey and they're getting near the RV park where Bonnie's family has stopped, where they're staying, they're crossing the street, and it's in the, you know, it's kind of before dawn. It's early morning, but before dawn. And Woody sees the little sparkles on the street that remind him of Bo Peep's lamp from all these years ago. And this is in an antique store window. I mean, what are the odds? So he and Forky slip inside through the mail slot in hopes of finding Bo Peep. Now, once inside the antique store called the Second Chance Antique Store, Woody and Forky encounter a talking doll named Gabby Gabby. And she discovers that she and Woody were probably made around the same time in the late 50s, and that he has a pull string, which means he has a voice box and she wants it. She needs it because Gabby Gabby was defective. Her voice box never worked. She takes it out, the record worked, but it went basically So she's never had a kid because she's been defective. And having a kid is the goal of all toys. And sweet little Gabby Gabby is a little bit evil in her fixation on wanting to get this voice box from Woody. And Woody escapes. And see, Gabby is also surrounded by these ventriloquist dummies that are really freaky. They look like the cousins of Chucky. They're just really clean cut. They're really freaky. But she surrounded herself with these kind of goons. And as Woody is escaping, she captures Forky. And she kidnaps him for ransom. So off Woody is going. And he's trying to get to the RV. He's trying to get to Buzz and all the other toys. And he's at a playground on his way to find Bonnie and her family's RV. He runs into and reunites with Bo Peep again. He finds her again. What are the odds? So she and her little sheep, Billy, Goat, and Gruff, they're all kind of soldered together. They're like these three sheep, basically with six eyes. Come to find out, she had actually been in the antique store for a couple of years, but there had never been any takers. And Bo Peep got tired of waiting for her life to happen, so she left, and she went out into the world. And Bo, being the savvy girl that she is, agrees in this, when she hears what Woody's doing, to go help him save Forky and get back to Bonnie So all is well. Now, meanwhile, Buzz is going around looking for Woody through the carnival, through the fairgrounds, going listening to his guidance of his inner voice to tell him what to do. Because he doesn't get it. He so doesn't get it yet. But searching for Woody, he ends up being found on the fairground. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, he's found on the fairground by a carny, and the carny takes him to his game, and he straps him on the wall as a carnival prize. So now Buzz is trapped on the wall, and there are these two fabulous plush toys named Ducky and Bunny that are there with him, and they all figured out how to escape. And they do, and they go and they find Woody and Bo, who has now new friends named Giggle McDimples, she's a little pocket toy cop, and a stuntman named Duke Kaboom. He's like a Canadian evil Knievel. And he was defective. He was supposed to jump. And he went boom on Christmas morning, and his kid got rid of him. So there are all these toys that have kind of, they're lost. You know, they're considering themselves the lost toys. So they all go to rescue Forky, and they go back into the store, and there's Gabby Gabby and her henchmen, the freaky little ventriloquist dolls that surround her, and the antique store cat. So in the aftermath of the failed rescue attempt, the toys are arguing on what to do, whether they go back in, and Woody declares that rescuing Forky is all he has to do left in his life. He's like, that's it. I have to make Bonnie happy. I have to get Forky back to her, and it's all up to him. And he insults Bo by saying that loyalty is something a lost toy wouldn't understand. Bo was not happy. She's a strong, self-sufficient, savvy little toy woman. And she promptly told Woody, I'm not the one who's lost. Mm-hmm. See where it gets all unity? And she said, Bonnie doesn't need Forky. You need Bonnie. And then she was out of there. So now Woody's all alone. And he encounters Gabby Gabby again. She has been pumping Forky for all information about Woody. So she knows everything about Woody. And she really envies Woody's trove of treasured memories that he had with Andy as Andy was growing up. And she really works Woody and said, I just wish to have one memory like you've had. Just one. If I could only have that voice box. Just one memory. And Woody gives in. The ultimate sacrifice. Woody gives up his voice box so that Gabby Gabby can experience happiness in her life. So Woody and grateful Gabby 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 part ways, but he remains in the store just long enough to see that the kid that Gabby Gabby has had her eye on all these years, her name is Harmony. And so she gets herself to the shelf, and she does something to get Harmony's attention, and Harmony sees her, and she brings her down and pulls her string, and she says, hi, I'm Gabby Gabby. I love you. And the little girl's like, oh my gosh, oh. And her mom says, what do you have there? A doll. She said, well, you can bring her home. And she goes, nah, I'm good. Gabby Gabby is devastated. She's lived her whole life thinking, all I need is a voice box. And then my life will be complete. I'll have love. I'll have a kid. I'll have everything. So Woody invites her to go with him to become one of Bonnie's toys. He's like, Bonnie will love you. So Bo returns with the others to help him out. You know, she had left, she was mad, but she comes back She and Woody reconcile, and they head for the carnival while Forky goes to fetch Buzz. Because now the family is about to leave the RV campground, and they've got to stall them. And so all the toys, they interfere with all the RV's controls. Oh my God, it is so funny. One of them is acting like the GPS, going, turn right, turn right, turn right, turn right again, turn right. And the RV's just going nuts, and it's like it's possessed. And it's hilarious. So they end up getting back to the carnival after they were leaving the carnival. And the toys are crossing in. And Gabby, on her way to become Bonnie's toy, sees a little girl who's crying on the carnival grounds. She's been separated from her parents. And Gabby realizes that this little girl is her kid. She just knows it. She's her destination. And so she decides instead to become that child's toy. And it emboldened the child when she found Gabby to approach a security guard and tell her about her parents. And then she was reunited with her parents. So Gabby goes off with the kid. And at the carousel, Woody and Bo share a very bittersweet goodbye once again, just like happened so many years earlier. And Buzz sees that Woody is really hesitant to tell Bo goodbye, to leave her again. And he goes up and he says, Buzz says to Woody, she's gonna be okay. And he said, are you sure? He said, Bonnie's going to be okay. The little girl is going to be okay. And it was this big awakening. So see, Buzz, during all of this, had found his inner voice. And he reminded Woody of his inner voice. And he goes off with Bo to live happily ever after. And the kids, all the toys, the toy kids, they come to say goodbye to them. And everyone's crying. And then Buzz says, to infinity and beyond. So, so that's the story. So in other words, this is a film about being really codependent. Think about Woody. Oh my God. It even has a new song in it by Randy Newman called I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away. So the movie is funny, dramatic, entertaining, emotional. But here's what I really was taking from this. There is, in this film, a very misguided loyalty, codependency. And I don't know if anybody understands that. Because it can do wonders for a lot of people. It can, but it also inhibits and suppresses your greatest joy when this is how you're living your life. And why? Because you're demonstrating the absence of good instead of the presence of it. It's you still thinking, no matter what, you're in charge. No matter what you know, no matter what you learned, you're still thinking you're in charge. And how about I'm listening to my inner voice? You know, because with all that loyalty that Woody had to Andy and Bonnie and his kids, Woody ended up becoming his own inner voice, telling himself that none of these other toys could ever survive without him, that without him being in charge, everything would fall apart. He became his own inner voice. And the one that he thought he was following, he was not. It was all in the outer. But in that moment, when Buzz said, go where you want to go. Go off to live your life with Bo Peep. He said, Bonnie's gonna be okay. Toys get lost, kids grow up, people die. So clearly in this film, there are multiple storylines going on. There are multiple lessons, there are multiple meanings. Do you resonate with any of these? I mean, mean, is it just a little story, or do you resonate with any of them? It reminded me of the characters in the Bible, which are really us. You know, from time to time, we really talk about the Bible and how we understand it metaphysically, that all those characters are aspects of us. And as I thought back to this story this week, when I said, oh my gosh, I've got to talk about this Sunday, I was surprised that Gabby was the one who kept coming back to me. It was her, because how many of us feel defective in some way? I certainly have. And we convince ourselves, if we could just fill in the blank, whatever it is, if we could just do this or have this, our life would be complete. The relationship, the money, the job, the house. And then we discover and rediscover that wherever we go, there we are. Gabby had to go on her journey. She had to take a chance and leave the safe confines of the Second Chance antique store, where she thought that one child was her only answer. And Forky thought it was trash, but he was only made out of what somebody else considered to be trash. He was actually a treasured toy made from a child's imagination. And Woody, the lead character of the whole Toy Story franchise, Woody thought that his life was over after Andy. And then there was Bonnie. And now there's Bo Peep. So Woody has kept going. And I think it was last week or the week before that I shared something with you that I find super, super meaningful. And this has to do with these toys fulfilling their purposes. This is called Note to Self. So I whenever I share it, I'm going to share it again, because Note to Self says, what is my purpose in life? I asked the void. What if I told you that you fulfilled it when you took an extra hour to talk to that kid about his life, said the voice. Or when you paid for that young couple in the restaurant. Or when you saved the dog in traffic. Or when you tied your father's shoes for him. Your problem is that you equate your purpose with goal-based achievement. The universe isn't interested in your achievements, just your heart. When you choose to act out of kindness, compassion, and love, you're already aligned with your true purpose. There's no need to look any further. So just know, aside from a very fun, insightful movie, that this is a reminder that God doesn't make junk. You're not defective. You're sacred. You're divine. You are sacred. You are divine. Our first unity principle says, God is absolute good. All there is, everywhere present. The love and the wisdom that underlies all existence. And the second unity principle states that as we are made of God and are not separate from God, at our very core, we are divine. And therefore, we are inherently good. You are divine. You are sacred. You have everything you need within you. So often it doesn't seem like it, it doesn't feel like it, but you do. And as we prepare for meditation today, I ask you to sing this song. It came to me last night. Many of us know it. It is not in your bulletin, but it's a simple message. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you're less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice your deep connection to my soul? If you know it, sing it. If not, just listen. I'm going to invite you to put your hand over that heart space. And if you've forgotten this truth, simply let it in. Let it in right now. How could anyone ever fail you? You were anything less than beautiful. How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. Deeply, you are connected to my soul. As I learn how I truly am, I embrace the truth, the very image of God that I am. I discover my truth. It's one way I can express God's love in my life. This friendship is a two-way blessing. When I give of myself in nurturing friendships, I believe and I receive blessings of love and care from others. Friendship is a treasure. Stands by in faith, in truth. affirming to God. A friend comforts, loves, forgives, encourages, supports, is helpful. Today I am a blessing of love. And as that blessing I extend to myself, I extend that love, my friendship to others. Just how truly blessed I am in every moment.